Sam Brazis was born in Italy and was a baker. In Australia, he became a rigger at CSR and at the gasworks at Mortlake. He joined the Harbour Bridge as a rigger for 18 months before being trained as a crane driver, which he continued with until his retirement in 1989. Sam remembered the crane driver Jock Robinson, who trained him and had worked on the building of the bridge.
Did he tell you any stories?
Oh, well, I mean, I'll tell you one thing, and whatever he said, and I'm sure it was true, because the day he left, I was driving the Sea East Crane. No, Southwest Crane. Southeast, I beg your pardon, yes. Southeast Crane, and I was right over the top on the centre, and he was on the other side, and he crossed through the letters like a 2-year-old kid. Yeah, marvellous. I really was pleased to see that he still had it on him. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Sam remembered seeing memorable things during his years as a Sydney Harbour Bridge crane driver. The Opera House growing and the view of the airport disappearing.
I'll never forget when they were building the Opera House. A team come up, and one of them was a doctor. He said, "You come up here every day?" "Yes." He said, "Do you realise that you come up here once?" He said, "You do the exercise for the whole week. It doesn't work with me." I said, "Because I come up here 2 or 3 times a day." And I don't know. He said, "You can have it." Yeah. Yes, yes. Now I saw the whole city grow up. I was very, very fortunate over that. When I started here, only the IWA tail was the yardstick of the city. And I saw right round in there. Our house come down, beautiful house come down, and so-called modern building coming up, and that's it, yes. I was very lucky. When I started here, you can see, from the top, you can see easy plane landing and take off. When I left here, you couldn't see anything anymore. Pity, in between the pollution and the building and the... Yes, it was a good experience.
Jim Henman, mechanical engineer, was rotated to take charge of the Harbour Bridge for a number of years. He spoke of the maintenance problems with the cranes.
Apart from the odd breakdown, mainly electrical things, we broke a gear in one and had to get a gear made. I can remember that.
What sort of gear?
It was one of the drive gears for one of the winches. But it wasn't a very bad one. It was easy enough to get it made. I think, I can't remember who made the gear now at the time, but I guess we were lucky. We've got to remember this was early 1970, and there were still some good places around being able to make those things, like David Brown and those gearbox people. It's a bit harder today.
What about the gypsies? Any problems with that?
Not during my time. The maintenance of them was something that had to be kept up. Replacing ropes, making sure that the ropes were exact and correct at all times, and that all the pulleys were checked, that there was no cracks in them, and that all those things were right. Yeah.
What about the electrical motors? Any problems with them?
Milton Hayden had those under his control, the electrical man, and I can't remember that we had any problems at that stage.
Electrician Milton Hayden served his apprenticeship on the railways and was transferred to the Harbour Bridge in 1953 when the RTA took over responsibility for the electrical service other than railway overhead wiring. He became general foreman or work supervisor on the bridge in 1964 and was awarded the British Empire Medal in 1975. He spoke about the electrical side of the cranes and was recorded over the telephone, and so the legal recording beep is heard.
There's one thing I particularly wanted to ask you, the cranes, the electric motors.
Yes.
Were they all original?
Yes.
And what sort of maintenance did they get?
Well, they were regularly maintained. I've seen sometimes the motors were taken out and the bearings replaced and they were cleaned and that sort of thing, but there was not a lot of on them, but there was, you know, continual bipeders and electricians over the years. But they were still original. There were no replacements.
And what sort of motors were they? They had brushes and that sort of thing?
No, they were what they call squirrel cage.
Yeah, it was proper squirrel cage motors.
Motors and slip ring motors.
How many motors were per crane?
Only the two.
Yes.
One was for the hoisting and the other was for the traversing.